Muffed is on a season that fell short. We'll break down why. This is the Giants 2025 season in review. Muffed.
9 rushing touchdowns from a rookie quarterback. Jackson Dart finished 12th in the entire league in rushing scores, more than most starting running backs. That's the headline buried inside a 4-13 season. Here's how the Giants quietly built a top 5 rushing attack, why the defense couldn't get off the field on the ground, and the one rookie number that frames everything. 4 wins, 13 losses, last in the NFC East, no playoffs. The Giants got muffed in the standings, but the tape underneath is more interesting than the record.
Start with the team by the numbers. Offensively, the Giants finished plus 13.3 in total expected points added, how much their snaps improved scoring chances versus an average offense, ranking 17th, league median. The defense is where it falls apart, plus 90.2 expected points added allowed, and on defense you want that number negative. Bottom 8 in football. Takeaways told the same story, 15 all year, 9 interceptions, and 6 fumble recoveries, 25th. And this was a boom or bust roster, top to bottom. They lost by 1 in Denver in week 7, smashed the Eagles 34-17 in week 6, then got run off the field in New England 15-33 in week 13. Same team, wildly different versions week to week. Now let's talk about the passing offense. The Giants threw for 217.8 yards per game with a passing expected points added of minus 4.6. League average output, 19th, 44th percentile. The bigger problem was protection. 48 sacks allowed on 627 dropbacks, a 7.7% sack rate that lands in the worst third of the league. The story under center was the rookie. Jackson Dart started 14 games, threw for 2,272 yards, 15 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and completed 63.7% against an expected 65.8 minus 2 versus expectation, 27th among qualified starters. Rough on accuracy, but the flashes were real. Week 7 in Denver, 3rd-and-17 in the fourth quarter, Dart hit Theo Johnson on a short middle route that turned into a 41-yard touchdown. 29 yards after the catch, a plus 6.04 expected points swing on a single snap. That's the rookie ceiling. The floor was the 27th ranked accuracy. Both showed up, often in the same game. Now let's dig into the rushing offense. 2,197 rushing yards, 4.3 per carry, and a rushing expected points added of plus 14.6, 5th in the league, 88th percentile, top 5 run game. The catch, it was a true committee by necessity. Rookie Cam Skedebo, the most explosive ground signal on the roster, played only 8 games before going down. 101 carries, 410 yards, 5 touchdowns, plus 43 rush yards over expected. Once he was out, Tyrone Tracy carried the volume and Devin Singletary handled the goal line. But the real engine was Dart's legs. 86 carries, 487 yards, 9 rushing touchdowns from the quarterback. That's what dragged the committee backfield into a top 5 run unit. Next up, the pass defense. The Giants allowed 229.9 passing yards per game and a passing expected points added allowed of plus 16.4. And remember, on defense, you want that number negative, 53rd percentile, right in the middle. They generated 39 sacks, 15th in the league, 56th percentile, decent. The real wound was takeaways, just 9 interceptions all season, boom or bust ball production. When the secondary did create a moment, it was massive, week 6 against the Eagles. Leading 27-17 in the fourth quarter, Cordell Flott jumped a Jalen Hurts pass in the red zone and took it 68 yards the other way, minus 8.85 expected points for Philadelphia, snuffing out a touchdown drive and icing the game. That play is the season in miniature, capable of elite moments, just not nearly enough of them. In the run defense, this is where the Giants got absolutely muffed. 2,495 rushing yards allowed across 17 games, 146.8 per game, and a rushing expected points added allowed of plus 73.8. On a defense, that's catastrophic. Third percentile, basically the worst run defense in football. They gave up 0.17 expected points per carry, meaning every single handoff against them, on average, moved the offense forward, 21 rushing touchdowns allowed. No individual to single out because the failure was collective, gap discipline, tackling, second level fits, all of it. Steady floor of bad, no week it got fixed. You cannot win 4 games when opposing teams know they can just hand it off. Muffed! Season MVP is Jackson Dart, and it's not close. 15 passing touchdowns, 9 rushing touchdowns, 487 rushing yards, a rookie floor and ceiling combo on a 4-win team. The thing that has to get fixed, the run defense,
plus 73.8 rushing expected points added allowed, third percentile 146.8 rushing yards a game, a bottom of the league number that no offense, rookie quarterback or otherwise, can paper over.
That's the Giants 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Giants feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.